Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 30th, 2021. A forecast for 2022. The year 2021 is ending. We are on the threshold of 2022, and everyone wants to know what the new year will bring. Will we have respite from the problems that have befallen us recently? The year 2021 made a huge gap in the lives of many people, brought fears, uncertainty, catastrophic changes in nature, the economy, health, and all areas of life. How can you turn all these changes to a point that will bring new life? We must understand that if we want to turn the course of development and direct it to a new course, we must perceive everything that happens as yearning for connection with each other. Overcoming all the problems and all the troubles that weigh down on our lives is only possible if we are more and more united. And then we will see that this is a universal solution to all possible problems. If we feel closer and help each other, stop hatred and wars, do everything to be together as one man with one heart, then we will come out of all adversity and problems with a big win. You simply have to go and do it. I do not know of a single technique, religion, or faith from ancient times to the present day that call for anything else. We need to realize what so many people, prophets, great personalities, and spiritual leaders have talked about throughout the history of mankind. If we do this, we will surely have a good life. There is abundance in our world, there is no shortage of anything, but we take natural resources, water, and air from the earth and turn it all into poison because we use everything only for the sake of someone's profit, weapons, and enmity. We must change our attitude toward nature, toward society. If each of us wants this, then we will oblige the world leaders to it, even those who are against it. Today's reality seems extremely complex. What can you expect from 2022? If we do not change this state, it will be even worse. Unfortunately, I do not see any other prospects yet. Despite the fact that mankind is getting smarter year after year in engineering, technology, and modern medicine, we do not know how to use all of this correctly for the life of an ordinary person. This is the problem. And all this is because we are not fixing relationships between people. It turns out that everyone feels like an individualist, separated from others, and not indebted to them. And although the world's population has grown to several billion people, everyone suffers only because of that. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer predicts that we will have to fight the coronavirus epidemic until 2024. What then can be expected in 2022 if we take into account the additional problems from climate change, the collapse of economy and all areas of life in the world? All these problems will continue: natural disasters, volcanic explosions, earthquakes, and extreme global warming that we are causing. This global warming is freeing all kinds of harmful viruses from the earth, many of which will be very difficult for us to fight, if we can at all. All this is on the horizon, but we can undo all this and prevent these problems. However, the solution lies not in the field of technology, medicine, or pharmaceuticals, but only in the field of human relations. By correcting relations between common people and countries, we have the opportunity to stop all harmful viruses, both known and not yet known, and leave them in place where they are now, not letting them appear, develop, multiply, and enter us. It all depends only on the relationship between people. One can ask, what is the connection between the economy, climate, and human relations? The fact is that man is at the highest level of everything that exists in nature, of all its levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. And even more so when humanity reaches a high level of development as it did at the end of the 20th and 21st century. We can do everything. We have high technologies, powerful weapons, and modern medicine. But in relations between people, we are in a much worse condition than the most primitive people who lived thousands of years ago. And we need to improve this area. From CapTV's World, December 21, 2021. The Lord is high and the low will see. It is said, the Lord is high and the low will see. This means that the main thing in our work is to annul our egoism in order to treat everyone in the form of bestowal, and in this way we will achieve the quality of the Creator. The Creator's quality is not His quality by itself, but the way He shows Himself to us, in our material, His expression. If there are two, then the relationship between them can be in the form of giving. But when it comes to only one thing, it cannot be said that He has the quality of bestowal. This quality appears only if He shows His attitude toward His neighbor. Therefore we cannot say what we want to give. The question is, to whom do you want to give? How? In what quantity and quality? Therefore the Creator breaks our clay to give us, the very Lego, the egoistic fragments, that need to be put together. But these parts seem to be magnetized, and it is impossible to randomly connect them to each other. Only on the condition that I influence them in a special way, with a special relation, do these cubes come closer and stick together. If I don't do it right, I won't be able to glue them together. Each cube has its own character, and there are many types of such characters. If we could see the whole soul of Adam HaRishon, we would be amazed that no fragment can be in any other place than its own. There all his qualities and forms will exactly make up for all the forms and qualities of his neighbors. That's why it takes such a lot of work to connect. We do not understand why it was necessary to create this huge world and bind us to it with so many different connections in this material life. What's the point of that? But nothing is created in vain. The whole creation develops from a single point of energy, as a result of the Big Bang. Everything embedded in this point is then embodied in matter in an infinite number of elements. And now we need to combine all these elements back into the same original form, not mechanically, physically, in the material, but again to gather all the internal forces into one united force, beside which there is nothing. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 27, 2021, Shemati number 230, The Lord is high and the low will see, 2. My new article on LinkedIn, Anti-Israeli Winds Blowing from Chile. The victory of anti-Israel leftist candidate Gabriel Boric over far-right candidate José Antonio Kast in Chile's presidential election comes as no surprise to me. The rifts over the nation's leadership, direction and vision have deepened, leading to a societal split into two opposing camps in different countries around the world. And this is related to the role of the Jewish people. The polarization that arises today stems from the ambiguous state of humanity. Human egoism is growing and dividing people, and humanity does not know in which direction to move. It is moving either in the direction of a left communist movement or in the direction of a right fascist movement. Chile is the most developed country in Latin America. It is also an economic success story. It is rich in resources, has a thriving fishing and agricultural industry, and ranks among the best South American countries in the UN Human Development Index. It is a country closer in character to Europe, so it is only natural that an anti-Israel wind blows. Even if the far right had come to power in Chile, anti-Israel sentiment would have been no different. The far right or the far left are two extremes that harbor a mutual hatred of Jews. From every body or party, from every circle and movement, they will eventually blame and criticize the state of Israel for every little problem. The fact that we are being blamed for evil in the world already points to an interesting phenomenon. The nations of the world feel that there is a special power in the people of Israel, and in their own way they blame us for not passing it on. In their subconscious, they are more sensitive than we are to our role as light unto the nations. And their way of expressing this dissatisfaction is verbal or practical anti-Semitism. The Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of gateway by which the sparks of purity would shine upon the whole of the human race the world over. Rav Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, wrote in his article The Avut, Mutual Guarantee, until they are filled sufficiently, that is, until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. Once we are connected as one man in one heart, we flow a positive spiritual force through the inner network of communication that embraces the entire human race. But instead of loving and uniting, we hate and hurt each other. Instead of acting in friendship, we treat each other badly. The failure to fulfill our spiritual role is felt in the countries of the world as they do not receive the sparks of love for others that should flow through us. This is the root cause of antisemitism. If we do not connect with each other and fulfill the role assigned to us, the nations of the world will turn against us, as has happened throughout history. The leaders of the world are a kind of marker for the relationship between us and the world. They are controlled by the supreme power of nature, as it is written, like streams of water, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. He directs it anywhere he wishes. The Book of Proverbs, 21:1, so that by their positions we can examine our condition to some extent. Our situation, as always, requires the choice of a mutual guarantee and the application of the rule and love thy neighbor as thyself if we are to turn hostility toward us into appreciation. A wish to humanity for the new year. The world develops through suffering, by getting more and more blows. And in order to break out of this tangled circle, we need to understand what the blows depend on and how to organize our lives in a new way so that the blows benefit us, and bring us, closer to each other and to the global nature, meaning to the upper force. Then we will feel that we live in a wonderful world. There is no shortage of anything in our world except a kind, balanced connection between all the forces of nature. If we could connect one with the other through forces of kindness instead of forces of confrontation, we would feel ourselves in the upper world, in paradise, instead of in this world. We just all need to agree that we want to awaken the good forces hidden within us, in order to build good relationships. Everyone has a little bit of such forces. But if we all want to awaken together toward kindness, then it is possible. This is exactly what we need to do leading up to 2022. We have already tried all the means and realized that nothing works except for one thing. Let's try to keep good connections with each other. We will help each other with our thoughts so that everyone will manage to come to such mutual involvement, support, unity, and love. We will not let anyone explode, scream, or spill their evil onto others. Then we can really succeed. And 2022 will be a turning point in our relations in the family, between states, and among all people. We will see how we balance the whole of nature with this. All the forces of nature, supposedly in conflict with each other, will suddenly calm down, and all nature will come into balance. I wish my students all over the world to absorb even more wisdom of Kabbalah in the new year and gather even wider circles of support around them so that together we can change the world for the better. My wish to all mankind for this new year, let's come to love, connection, and mutual embrace between all people without any distinction around the globe. This will solve all the problems. Happy New Year. From CAB TV's World, December 21, 2021. In their zero point of reality, the friends should see that I am working on lowering my egoism. Everyone tries to be in the center of the ten and at the same time feels that the others are making space for him there. This way we will feel that we are all in one place, and there is enough space for everyone. It is very important to come to such a feeling by making efforts both in thought and in action. I try to become included into the point of connection in order to pull all my friends to it for all of us, to be there. There is no place in spirituality, we can all fit into one point. This means that 10 points are arranged into one part Suf from Keter to Malkut and stand on one point, which island called the center of reality. As described in the poem of the Uri, before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, there was only a simple, infinite light filling all of reality. Then a central black point appeared inside this reality, in which the light restricted itself and started the entire creation with it. I try to see my 10 inside this black point where we all stand. The upper light influences us, from the outside through the sephirot of circles, and from this inner point we want to influence the upper light. We cannot freely influence it in all directions. We have only one possibility. To the extent that we restrict ourselves, we can then open ourselves to bestowal. The restriction occurs in all directions around us, in 360 degrees, and the opening for contact with the upper light can be only 1% or 1 degree of sector of the circle. There is no place in spirituality. We need to connect with each other in such a way that no one takes up space and we all come to the zero point, meaning we are at the point that the Creator created, in the point of darkness in the middle of the light. This is our center, from which we then develop to the extent of our equivalence to the light, and then the light fills the entire Kli that we develop within this circle. How did we all manage to fit into one point? None of us take up any space. I want there to be no space for my own importance, my egoism, my pride, and my opinion. Otherwise I will be corporeal and not spiritual. If I do not perform any action in my egoism, then I am in the center of the circle, in the center of the 10. I do not want to receive anything for my will to receive except the necessary existence in order to build a relationship with the Creator through my relationship with others. Others are those who fill these circles, and the Creator influences us, and fills us. The one who annuls himself before the friends is in the center of the 10. If we all annul ourselves, then we are all in one place. In the spiritual world, place is called a desire. If we annul all our desires, then we find ourselves in the zero desire, in the place of zero. This is the center of the 10, the center of the circle. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson December 27, 2021. Shemati number 230. The Lord is high and the low will see, too. Go beyond the boundaries of egoism. Question: why does a person feel someone other than himself? Answer: in order to exit oneself. If I did not feel myself, then I would not feel anyone outside of me. That is, the sensations of oneself and outside oneself are interconnected. This is called attainment of the border. In our existence, attainment of the border is to comprehend the limits of our egoism. It is not easy to determine physically where I am relative to others, not mentally or emotionally, but how I relate to others and myself. When there is no difference between the attitude toward myself and toward others, it means that I exited myself. Question: who and how determines who is closer to the person and who is further? Why, in general, is there this gradation of separation of closer and more distant to a person? Answer: now this happens with regard to human egoism. When a person begins to try to master the altruistic space, he places himself and people according to other signs, signs of bestowal, the opposite of egoism. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express December 6, 2021. To see revelation of the Creator in everything. Question: if the Creator is concealed from a person, does it mean that he cannot love him until he reveals him? What feelings does a person experience before the Creator is revealed? Answer: before the Creator is revealed to a person, he does not feel him, does not understand what is what. Maybe philosophical or religious trends somewhat explain something, but this does not mean anything. Man alone is absolutely locked from the Creator. Therefore, we must make sure that the Creator is not something non-existent for us. On the contrary, We need to see his manifestation in everything we feel. For example, I am sitting and talking to you right now. That is, I feel with all my senses where I am. I must feel the Creator in the same way. Then I will be able to love him. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, December 14, 2021. Beyond the usual imagination. Question: we usually picture a miracle as an event that can be explained by the mystical intervention of the upper force. How would you define a miracle? Answer: a miracle is something that we can observe but cannot explain. And if we cannot see it, then it does not exist. Therefore, observation is the first condition. The second condition is the inability to explain some phenomenon with our usual earthly ideas, what we have in our hands, which is based on science and experience. Question: it is generally accepted that a miracle is something that can only happen to religious people who are inclined to see a divine manifestation in everything. However, new research suggests that miracles are more likely to happen to people whose existence is threatened. Who do you think miracles happen to most often? Answer: first you need to clearly understand what miracles are. If we take a little child or a common person and show them something that does not fit their perception of nature, then they will of course perceive it as something unusual, miraculous, beyond their usual imagination. Many things that we cannot explain happen around us. Do I know exactly what I am expecting? No. But if it suddenly happens the next minute, I can say that it is a miracle. There is no precise definition of a miracle. For me, it is either a phenomenon of unknown origin, or an unexpected event, or it is improbable in terms of my perception, or it is improbable from the point of view of modern science, but it may become a common occurrence tomorrow. That is, all this is subjective with respect to a person at the present moment of time. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, November 30, 2021. Michael Lehtman, on Quora: what is thought? Thought is the greatest force in nature. It operates above time and space. Thought is the highest force of human nature. In Kabbalistic texts, it is written that all is clarified in thought. Thoughts come from the thought of creation, where we are all omnipresent, and thought is all there is in nature. We also exist in thought. We feel that we have senses of sight, hearing, smell, taste and touch, and that we live in a universe with galaxies, stars, planets, and so on. However, it is all thought. There is nothing other than thought. There is no matter, only thought. Likewise, all we can control is our thoughts, and nothing else. For instance, the still, vegetative and animate levels of nature are beyond our control. What does it mean that we can change our thoughts? It means that we can change our attitudes toward nature through other people, through everything that stimulates us. By doing so, we reach what in the wisdom of Kabbalah is called correction, that is a state of balance with nature that comes from changing the direction of our thoughts, from self-benefit to benefiting others and nature. Based on the video, Understanding Human Thought from a Higher Degree, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lehtman.